When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Warner Brothers cartoon character Elmer Fudd announced to the world on July 27th, 1940. Shh, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits. In the cartoon dubbed Wild Hare, Bugs Bunny also made his debut, chomping nonchalantly on a carrot and heckling his hunter nemesis with deft antics and witty comebacks like, "Eh, what's up, Doc?" Elmer's lovable way with words and Bugs' cleverness position their likenesses in animation history forever. Today, that smart aleck wabbit still gets quoted, and Elmer's philosophy that wabbits love carrots is perpetuated. The funny thing is, though rabbits will certainly eat carrots, they prefer leafy green vegetables over the orange root, and too many carrots can actually make rabbits sick or kill them. Sorry to spoil your entire childhood illusion. So, what's up, Doc, when it comes to feeding a rabbit? Well, if you want to twick a wabbit, you'll need to use some other ingredients to set your wabbit trap. While the rabbit-carrot connection is squarely at the center of pop culture, carrots aren't the ideal food source for rabbits. A balanced rabbit diet consists of grass, hay, plus smaller amounts of veggies and leafy greens, which could include the tops of carrots, but not the carrots themselves. Carrots and other root veggies, as well as fruit, should be considered a treat for rabbits and should be offered up in limited quantities. Other veggies to avoid are cabbage, cauliflower, or broccoli. They cause gas, and a bunny can't burp. And that means Bunny gets bloated. And another tip, one that may actually support Bugs's continual gnawing, rabbits need to pretty much eat constantly while they are awake. Roughage keeps their digestive systems moving, which is of vital importance. Therefore, they need to always have food on hand. So, what can we learn from a humble hunter and a witty wabbit? Well, first of all, it's okay to mimic the humor, but do your homework before you employ their agriculture. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.